Oklahoma City has been pumping water out of southeast Oklahoma for 50 years. This pump station, southeast of the metro, sends water onto the final leg of its 100-mile journey along a pipeline from Atoka Lake. The pipeline can't carry enough water to meet Oklahoma City's future water needs, let alone the rest of central Oklahoma. So the plan is to build another one right next to it.
Yeah, have to. It's about how big the pipeline will be and whether a third one will be necessary at some point in the future.
Oklahoma City Utilities Director Marcia Slaughter.
Because we already have 117 miles of pipeline to southeastern Oklahoma, it makes sense for us to continue to grow that supply.
The second Atoka pipeline and another smaller pipeline that would connect to Sardis Lake, also in the southeast, could quench the growing thirst for all of central Oklahoma. That was the conclusion of a study commissioned by 17 cities. Sharing the water and the cost to get it seemed to make sense. When the results of the study were presented in 2009, the mantra was clear. When it comes to water, we're all in this together.
In order to meet the individual and collective needs of our communities, we must work together expeditiously. First, cities that want to participate should join the Oklahoma Regional Water Utilities Trust.
That trust, that Central Oklahoma Water Coalition, could have been the future of water management and distribution for the metro. But almost as soon as the study was released, the idea began to fizzle, mainly because of the high cost. $1 billion up front for the new Atoka pipeline, another $300 million or so for the connection to Sardis later. It was too much for Yukon City Manager Grayson Bottom and most of the city's state impact contacted.
When we got to looking at the plans, it was all to go get it. They were horribly expensive. And we were going to be at the end of the line. That wasn't going to work for us.
Instead, Yukon, Mustang, and other Canadian county cities have an expensive solution, building a facility to desalinate groundwater. At a cost of more than $60 million, it's still the cheaper option. But that's not the only reason the partnership is off. The Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations have sued to stop the pipeline. Randy Warden is the executive director of the Central Oklahoma Master Conservancy District, which provides Lake Thunderbird water to Norman, Midwest City, and Dell City.
You know, there's no guarantee yet that Oklahoma City will get what they want. The tribes are not through. They want to determine just whose water that is. The tribes certainly feel like it's theirs under treaties.
He says litigation like that can take decades and doesn't blame his three cities for backing out. Norman held on to the idea longer than any city, but decided last month to focus instead on water reuse and groundwater wells. Like the other communities, it wants to be self-reliant. And Oklahoma City's Marcia Slaughter understands that desire for independence.
All communities want full control of their own destiny.
Many of the cities in the proposed partnership were already buying water from Oklahoma City, which is pushing hard to get the pipeline built. Slaughter says OKC's future water needs depend on it. So even though other communities have backed away from the pipeline, they may pick up part of the bill. Because Slaughter says the only way to pay off the $1 billion it needs for the project is to charge cities more for the water they've been getting. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.